So you separate up the pouch.
As State Senator Chris Jacobs watched, students at UB's School of Pharmacy offered a demonstration, disposing of drugs in a bag designed to render old prescriptions or other unwanted drugs unusable. Carl Feeblecorn is the school's senior associate dean and explains how the bag works.
Basically, it's a Ziploc bag. You open it up, okay, you tear off the top, you open it up, you pour water in it, a couple ounces of water, you put your medicine in there that you want to use, you just shake it up, Ziploc it, and it's totally biodegradable. You just throw it out in the trash.
You can do the same thing at home using a zipped plastic bag and a substance such as kitty litter, dirt, or motor oil, but Feeblecorn reminds people those bags are not biodegradable. Thousands of bags are being made available through Jacob's office. He'll distribute them at events, including community office hours scheduled in towns within his district.
And we also do a lot of events in partnership with the senior community. Again, as we know, that community in particular has a lot of opioids in terms of their treatment as the main source of where we've heard stories of nieces and nephews and others going into medicine cabinets if those can get out.
He's also hosting a couple of Narcan training courses later this month, February 19th at North Buffalo Community Center and Wednesday, February 27th at the Brighton Volunteer Fire Company No. 5 in the town of Tonawanda. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.